This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the kickoff return rule has been approved. Last year was the lowest kickoff return rate in NFL history. So they've passed the new rule. Here is the Reader's Digest version. The kicking team's going to kick off from the 35. Players on the kicking team will line up at the opponent's 40. Those players cannot move to cover the return until the ball either lands in the designated landing zone or is caught by the return man. Yesterday we talked about it. I hated it. I thought this was something nobody's asking for. Like, I didn't get inundated with a lot of complaints from fans last year, Dorn. Oh God, we got to fix the kickoff. Nobody seemed to care. I don't know that a lot of players seemed to care. So yesterday I hated it. Now I love it. Why? Because it benefits my team, because the Steelers signed Cordarrelle Patterson to a 2-year deal. He is quite literally the best kickoff return man in NFL history. He's got 9 career kickoff returns for touchdowns. No one has ever returned more. Doran, this was brilliant business by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Brilliant business, and obviously Arthur Smith is very familiar with him and coaching him in Atlanta. And Cordarrelle Patterson, I mean, he's been a dynamic player for a long time, and it's not just kick returns, but I do love that the Steelers – acted on this behalf because of the whole rule. I mean, you could kind of link both together if you don't want to believe it, but Cordarrelle Patterson, he does add another element to the game, but he also has the ability to play running back. He has the ability to play wide receiver. He can give you an element on offense alongside of being that top dog at kick returner. I love the signing. I tweeted it yesterday. Absolutely love it. I know he's a little bit older now, but I don't see anything that is detracting from this signing for the Pittsburgh Steelers that is in a negative way. If you just want to look at him as a kick returner, fine. He's going to do very well at that. But if you want to use him on offense and being a third running back, he's going to be your third running back.
Yeah, he will be. And even if he were just a kick returner, this would be a good move.
Yes.
He returned 9 kicks and 7 kicks in each of the last 2 years, respectively, because nobody's returning kicks anymore. In 2020, he returned 35 kicks. Back when you were still returning kickoffs, he had over 1,000 yards on those 35 returns. That is unreal. His career average is 29 yards a return. Now that the return will be back in the fold, and we'll talk to Doug Whaley about this at 9 o'clock because the XFL really started this bad boy here. Now the kickoffs are back, you have signed the best possible option to help you here. And I think it's a brilliant piece of business, Dorn, because my guess is, and this is an educated guess, they probably had this contract all worked out, and they probably told Mr. Patterson here, look, if the rule changes, we'll take you. If the rule doesn't change, we're sorry, we won't. The day the rule comes down, they sign that guy. That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. That is, hey, we don't know what this is going to be like. We think it's going to be like this. They could have signed him just thinking this would happen. No. They waited until it did happen.
Love it.
Omar Khan's doing a great job. They're doing a great job. Now, to your point about using him on offense, last year with Arthur Smith, it wasn't great offensively. He only averaged 3.6 yards per carry. He didn't catch the ball a lot. But the year prior, in 2022, he had over 100 receiving yards. That's not a lot, but still he did. And he had nearly 700 yards rushing. So this is a guy that wasn't a principal point of the offense, but played 13 games and still had nearly 800 yards of total offense. Maybe they can tap more into that. And worst case scenario is he's your third running back. Best case scenario is he's a great kickoff return guy that you can move around as a chess piece.
Yeah, he's a chess piece. Exactly right. I mean, you could do so many different things personnel-wise with him if you do want to use him on offense. I mean, he could be your sixth wide receiver. He could be your third running back, and he could be your one returner. So, like, you're hitting a lot of areas with your team with just one guy, and a guy that, you know, in the one spot that he is very good at is probably arguably the best at doing that. So, now you know, this isn't the sexiest move for offense. I know that people are going to be like, oh, well, just read off the stats, what he's done last year. But it does add an element to your receiving and running back room that it creates depth.
Well, and they were bad, very bad on offense last year. They have been bad on offense the last 3 or 4 years. And so, okay, you think you're improving that with Russell Wilson. If Justin Fields would have to go in there, you still think you're improving that. You think you're improving that with Arthur Smith. But you also need to win the hidden yardage game. Like, when you are a run the ball and play defense outfit, and that's what Mike Tomlin's going to want to do, you sign a punter who doesn't suck like your last 8 punters have. And that helps you in the hidden yardage category. And you bring in a guy that's averaged 29 yards a kickoff return. And one of the other parts of this rule is if the ball lands in the end zone, the touchback brings it to the 30. So there is an incentive to kick the ball in that designated landing zone. He's going to help you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If he is even close to what he's been in the past, Doran, you're talking about knocking off an extra first down you're going to have to get per drive, probably.
I mean, he's a fast player, but he's a bigger guy. I mean, he's like 6'2", 225 pounds. I mean, just basically built almost the same as myself. So he's a bigger guy, but he's a savvy runner. Like, he's fast, I get it, but I don't see him losing a step because of how savvy he is and how much he understands the lanes of running whenever he does run kickoff returns. Now, maybe breaking out and breaking away speed can go and be diminished. He's not going to have Calvin Austin speed. He's not going to have, you know, even Devin Hester speed anymore. But the savviness and how he does operate, if you do watch him, like, throw on some clips on YouTube today after the show and watch how savvy he is, how he guides his way through those lanes. He's not going
to
lose that.
And he's tough to bring down.
Yes.
And to your point, I think that's really well said. Like, Antoine Randle was a really good return man. As a guy like that gets older, he's going to lose a step.
Right.
He's not going to be a great return man anymore. Allen Rossum, guys like that, they're going to lose a step. They don't return it as well anymore. You mentioned the savviness. He's also just tough to bring down. And that's not going to change because he's a little bit older. He's still going to be strong. It's a great move. And I did not, when Major League Baseball was coming up with the idea to just have the designated hitter over the course of the full league, I was against that. Not because it wasn't good for baseball. I've always been pro DH. I think it's just more visually appealing. But I didn't want it to come into the National League because the Pirates weren't going to spend money on a designated hitter. It didn't benefit my club. I didn't like this rule. Now that it benefits my club, I do. Because I'm a fan, and I'm allowed to feel that way. I'm allowed to move the goalpost if it winds up helping my football team, and I do think that this does. Art Rooney II spoke yesterday also about another rule change. That's the hip drop tackle.
Just from your perspective, how important was it to get the hip drop tackle banned from the game?
Well, as you may recall, you know, we lost Le'Veon Bell for a whole season because of a tackle like that way back. And so, you know, we've had concerns about it for a while now. I think, you know, the biggest question is, you know, our officials have a hard enough job, and it is a hard foul to call. So it will be interesting to see how it gets called. But there's no question it's dangerous. Can be a dangerous play.
Yeah, sure. It can be a dangerous play. He did hit on the big issue here, which is how it's going to be officiated. He also brought up Le'Veon Bell, and that's true. He did get hurt by Vontaze Burfict on the sideline by a hip drop tackle. But this isn't something players have asked for. This is not something that fans have asked for. This is something the competition committee came up with that then the owners rubber stamp because the owners don't want to see their investments get hurt. But I saw a clip circulating on social media yesterday, Dorn, that made me, as far as sports are concerned, it made me panic. Think about way back when. 'Twas the year 2000, Doran Dickerson. Y2K, are we all going to die? It was Super Bowl 34. Kevin Dyson of the Tennessee Titans was tackled by Mike Jones.
Mm-hmm.
1 yard short of the goal line.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Never heard that saying. I guess that went over your head.
No, that's a pop culture reference, right?
Okay. Yeah, who?
Mm-hmm. Mike Jones.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Go ahead, sorry.
There's like 30 people out there that get that, right? Or are there more than that?
There's more.
Okay, so there's like 30 people out there who don't, and I'm one of those?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Who?
Mike Jones.
See, I get it. So he comes 1 yard short. It's one of the most famous plays in Super Bowl, one of the most famous plays in NFL history, and I don't think that was a hip drop tackle, but it was almost a hip drop tackle, and I am wondering if you go back to 2000... if the same rules were on the books, what would have happened?
Different outcome.
I think they might throw a flag. Tennessee lives for another play, and maybe, just maybe, they win the Super
Yep.
Bowl. And it was not a hip drop, but it was close enough that if it's a point of emphasis, I can see that hanky coming out. They got to be careful here. They got to be big time careful here. There is no way that this will be adjudicated correctly 100% of the time. There will be tackles that are not hip drops that are called. They probably won't miss the ones that are close, but they're going, the gray area, if there's any doubt, Doran, they're going to throw a flag, and I think we are going to see in massive games, massive moments, this is going to change the course of NFL history.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it, but I think that you could have a clear vision if they were to put this rule in place and talk to the officials in the people calling the games, that if somebody does leave their feet, that's whenever it is a flag. If you're along for the ride is what I call it. So like if somebody hops on somebody's like around somebody's waist and their feet come in the air, like you're like kind of like sliding down a slide, but you kind of ole yourself up in the air, I think that that's whenever you could throw it. But if your feet are still attached to the ground, then I don't think that that should be hip drop tackle. I don't know the ins and outs really of this rule. I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking in my mind that if you want to make it a clear cut and actually throw a flag, it's whenever somebody's feet do go in the air while they're along for the ride around somebody else's.
I like that because it does take the gray area out of it. Okay, feet are in the air.
Yes.
Flag. I don't know that they would still get that right, though.
I know. I mean, because it's such a bang-bang, and it's in the moment.
Just fine, guys. Just find them. We don't need flags. Just find them.
I'd like to say this before we head to the next segment. Art Rooney, Art II yesterday did say that he initially didn't like the new kickoff rule.
Mm-hmm.
And then he saw that everybody was voting for it, so he was like, okay, fine. This is the direction it's going in. I'm going to vote for it. It's funny that that happened like that because he probably got a call from Omar saying, hey, we're going to get Cordarrelle Patterson, one of the best returners. We want this rule. Okay, bang, I'm on board.
And Danny Smith was championing the rule, the Steelers special teams coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.